New York Times headline, January 22, 2022, updated 12:54 p.m. ET. China's games, how Xi Jinping is staging the Olympics on his terms. From Beijing's unexpected bid through the coronavirus pandemic, China has managed to fulfill its promises and cow its critics. By Stephen Lee Myers, Keith Bradshaw, and Tariq Panja. When the International Olympic Committee met 7 years ago to choose a host for the 2022 Winter Games, China's leader Xi Jinping sent a short video message that helped tip the scale in a close, controversial vote. China had limited experience with winter sports. Little snowfalls in the distant hills where outdoor events would take place. Pollution was so dense at times that it was known as the apocalypse. Mr. Xi pledged to resolve all of this, putting his personal prestige on what seemed then like an audacious bid. "We will deliver every promise we made," he told the Olympic delegates meeting in Malaysia's capital, Kuala Lumpur. "With the games only days away, China has delivered. It has plowed through the obstacles that once made Beijing's bid seem a long shot and faced down new ones, including an unending pandemic and mounting international concern over its authoritarian behavior. As in 2008, when Beijing was host of the Summer Olympics, the games have become a showcase of the country's achievements. Only now, it is a very different country. China no longer needs to prove its standing on the world stage instead. It wants to proclaim the sweeping vision of a more prosperous, more confident nation under Mr. Xi, the country's most powerful leader since Mao Zedong, where the government once sought to mollify its critics to make the games a success. Today it defies them. Beijing 2022 will not only enhance our confidence in realizing the great rejuvenation of the Chinese nation, said Mr. Xi, who this year is poised to claim a third term at the top. It will also show a good image of our country and demonstrate our nation's commitment to building a community with a shared future for mankind. Mr. Xi's government has brushed off criticism from human rights activists and world leaders as the bias of those, including President Biden, who would keep China down. It has implicitly warned Olympic broadcasters and sponsors not to bend to calls for protests or boycotts over the country's political crackdown in Hong Kong or its campaign of repression in Xinjiang, the largely Muslim region in the Northwest. It has overruled the IOC in negotiations over health protocols to combat COVID and impose stricter safety measures than those during the Summer Olympics in Tokyo last year. It has insisted on sustaining its zero COVID strategy, evolved from China's first lockdown in Wuhan 2 years ago, regardless of the cost to its economy and its people. Very few people today harbor illusions, unlike in 2008, that the privilege of hosting the event will moderate the country's authoritarian policies. China then sought to meet the world's terms. Now the world must accept China's. If the coronavirus can be kept under control, Beijing could weather the Olympics with fewer problems than seemed likely when it won the rights to the Games 7 years ago. Mr. Xi's government has already effectively declared it a success. A dozen other Chinese cities are already angling for the 2036 Summer Olympics. "The world looks forward to China," Mr. Xi said in a New Year's address, "and China is ready."